Hi, this is Amy Beheimer, and you are listening to the Habit Hub for Autoimmune Health, Habit 39, Always Use a Roadmap. Welcome to the Habit Hub for Autoimmune Health podcast. You're in the right place if you want to be and feel healthy, no matter what your diagnosis, and you're open to using habits to get there. It's time to shift from managing your autoimmune disease to creating autoimmune health. I'm your host, Amy Beheimer, coach and a doctor of pharmacy on a mission to feel healthy with multiple sclerosis. Each week, I'll be sharing evidence-based information and real-life inspiration from my life, my guests, and my clients, all habit heroes brave enough to turn a desire for health into daily decisions to create it. Get ready for the what, why, and how of habits proven to do your mind and body good. Here, we make changes in a way that feels amazing so they last. Let's have some fun. Welcome to My Habit Heroes. You are in for a treat today. Today's episode, I think, is long overdue. This may be one of the most crucial habits I share here on the show. And go ahead and bookmark it, jot it down, habit 39, because it's one that you'll want to revisit on this journey towards health and happiness and healing. Anytime you're feeling a little lost, and feeling lost is bound to happen on any journey. So don't worry, I've got you. Which is why I want to paint this picture. So I'll be using the analogy of a roadmap and everything that comes with it, because we all have experience using a map. Well, for some of us, that may mean Apple Maps or Google Maps, a GPS, but the same principles apply. I feel lucky to be old enough to remember pulling out the folded maps from the glove box of my mom's van and later printing out MapQuest directions to get anywhere, praying that I didn't need a reroute. So what does a map do? It helps you get where you want to go. So it only makes sense if you want to get to a place where you feel healthy, where you have more energy, where you don't want to be scared of what the future holds, where you minimize every symptom that you can possibly minimize and prevent new symptoms or progression or another diagnosis, or you want to just make it so that an autoimmune diagnosis is not the focus of your attention, you're going to need a map. And habits are like the highways on your trip, a chance to use cruise control and experience the benefit of using less effort and automating the things that actually give you energy. So what does it mean to always use a roadmap? There are three key pieces of information you need when you're using a map. We could get fancy and include others, but I'm all about keeping things simple. So here they are. Number one, where you are. Number two, your destination. Number three, how you are going to get from one to two. How will you get from where you are to where you want to go? You need a roadmap for your big dreams, your purpose, your mission, and your vision, and to be able to see how your habits will get you there. These are your daily deposits into your energy bank, into your account that helps keep you healthy. Anytime you find there's a gap between where you are and where you want to be, a roadmap is going to get you there. I wish so badly that I had a roadmap all those years ago when I was getting my autoimmune diagnoses. It's been almost 12 since I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And to understand back then how badly I needed to follow these three steps would have been amazing. It would have saved me a lot of frustration. Instead, I really spent time just feeling lost, not really realizing that the things that I was doing day to day, whether that was how I was thinking, how I was feeling, or my actual habits, they were taking me somewhere. They just weren't taking me somewhere that I wanted to go. Mostly in circles, I was ruminating on thoughts that left me scared and sad and uncertain, and definitely feeling out of control. Thankfully, when I did find my first coach, I followed these three steps without really realizing it. So number one, step one, where was I? I was stuck. I was lost. I was a bit terrified. I was believing the thought that my life would never be as good with this diagnosis. I did not realize or believe that I could have a huge influence over my journey and my destination. I was missing this awareness piece of what was even possible. So step two, where did I want to go? Bottom line, I wanted to feel healthy again. I wanted to not constantly be feeling like this disease defined me. I wanted to take control of what I could And with that, I wanted to accept the things that I couldn't. And number three, how was I going to get there? By taking action, guided action, because I didn't know what I didn't know, because I felt supported being guided by someone I trusted. So what did action look like for me and likely for you? Looking where I was at the start, which we covered, and making a habit to check in along the way. I was learning new things, new tools, new knowledge, new ways of thinking that were different than I was used to. I love learning, and maybe this is you too, but other actions I needed to take were loving more, loving what was, and at the same time, wanting it to get better. And the next action, sometimes I had to listen, and I still do, to myself, to my body, to my heart, to my values, so that I can always adjust my course in ways that make sense for me. And another action that I was taking and still take is launching. This is the things I was doing. I was experimenting with different habits. I would fall and I would get back up because that's part of it. But I didn't have this awareness back then. I didn't know that acceptance of what felt unacceptable was even possible. And I definitely didn't have the tools to take action to make so many awesome changes, to make so many habits, and to break some bad ones that feel so loving for myself, and to get on a course where I wanted to actually go, until all of a sudden I did have that awareness. And now that's what I'm here to do, to cut down the time it takes for you between being handed this news, this diagnosis, and learning how to use it in the best way possible to decide where you're going, and my sweet spot, help you actually get there. I like to think that I'm a navigator. Lord knows I need my navigator on the road in life and on the road in this mental, emotional, and physical health. So we've covered what a roadmap is. And before jumping into the how, let me point out a few whys for using a roadmap. Author and motivational speaker Eric Thomas has a quote that I just love. He reminds us to fall in love with the process and the results will come. Or back to our roadmap analogy, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, it's not the destination, it's the journey. So when we're setting a destination, a goal, or a dream, it's important to celebrate milestones along the way. Every mile, every step, every habit, every deposit into that energy bank. To see new places and to be present to enjoy them. To call them out when we're halfway there. To pause and remind our brains that we are making progress. That's kind of like looking back at the line that changes color on your GPS, showing you how many miles you've traveled or how far you've come. Having a roadmap helps us remember to do it. There's no step in the process that's too small to celebrate. Does anybody else honk and cheer when they cross a state line? I definitely used to as a kid. I definitely point it out now as an adult. You get to honk and cheer when you make a new habit anywhere around the habit hub. A habit that's going to boost your energy, a habit that has you feeling super proud of yourself. I want to be in the car on the journey that seems to be making the most of it, honking and cheering and, of course, listening to good music along the way. So pausing to see how far we've come and recommitting to where we are going also helps us to recognize what's working. It directs our brain to look for it when it naturally will want to keep finding problems to solve. It also helps us to see if something is not working, if we've been pulled off course, and when we do, we can definitely reroute. Okay, so I shared my example earlier, but I want to dig in a little more to each of these three steps so you can start to imagine what your roadmap could look like. This is the how of today's habit. So number one, where you are. This is that marker on a map that says you are here. This takes awareness. Think about your GPS. It's impossible to get somewhere without putting in your starting location. It helps to accept or allow your starting place to be the perfect place for you right now. How do we know it's perfect? Because it's exactly where you are. If I ever get to be your coach, this looks like taking the time to get a baseline assessment of what is happening for you in your health currently, today, before we take off on this trip. What we choose to assess for this you are here step depends on you. Is it an energy audit that you're needing? I'll walk you through identifying where you may have energy drains and where is the best place to get started to see and feel gains in energy. Other baseline you are here options are various validated symptom scores. There are scores to look at our fatigue levels, or even scores that can measure how much belief you have in your ability to impact your future health. Knowing these various things and others, the where you are now, help plan the way and again, celebrate progress. Now on to step two of your roadmap so you can actually start using it. Step two is your destination. Where do you want to go? The address or location that you type into your GPS. This is your result. This is the answer to the question, where am I going? When I'm working with clients, we refer to this as your vision. It's a lighthouse that helps guide you to be sure you're staying on track. A fun way to think of it is that you're planning a party that you actually want to go to. This vision is personal. It is super unique to you. The more clear the picture you paint, the more excited you'll be to get there. Think about the last trip you went on that excited the hell out of you. When you were planning and talking about it and getting excited, I'm guessing you were really into the details. Where were you going to eat? Who will you be with? What's the temperature going to be? What are you going to be wearing? How are you going to be feeling? For me, that's usually relaxed. That's what I look forward to on a trip. What will you be doing? What hot spots are you going to see? If you're like me, that means checking out the do not miss list for a new city. The more the vision pulls you in, the less you worry about what it takes to get there. Yes, you'll have to book flights or rent a car, but that's just the means to get to the good stuff. If there's one rule for this step, it's this. You have to want to go to where you're going for reasons that you love, and it never helps to beat yourself up for not being there yet. I can help you build big visions, but also smaller ones. Like, what's your vision of healthy eating? Where do you want to go? Where are you headed when you imagine being the person who eats healthy or to fuel their health? Just like we can't teleport, I sure wish we could, we usually don't get there overnight. Or we try and then we fall off because we didn't change in a way that feels amazing and lasts. We follow our map to get there. Back to those actions from before. Okay, now we know where we are. We know where we want to go. This is the fun part, full of opportunity. How are you going to get there? Are you going to white knuckle it and feel deprived? Or are you going to learn how to get there in a way that feels amazing? In Georgia, this is something called the Peach Pass. It's a HOV, high occupancy vehicle lane. You can invest a little up front and get access to a faster, less frustrating, less crowded lane or route that feels like it was made just for you. That's an option. This is where you take action, learning, loving, listening, and of course, launching into those habits that help us, setting habit goals and making them happen. And you'll check in along the way. Am I still on track? Do I want to change it up? You'll need to learn how to slow down, make turns, recalibrate or reroute, and even navigate traffic. All of these, plus even adding stops, requires your attention and your focus, and maybe even investment of other resources like your time and your energy. But if the first two steps are about awareness, this last how step is about adjusting and taking action. So no talk of roadmaps is complete without talking about the inevitable, detours, life happenings, things completely outside of our control. These are circumstances of the world and the facts of life. This could be new symptoms or a diagnosis or things completely unrelated to physical health, but impacting your ability to feel mentally or physically well. This is why we solve the problems we can and we navigate the ones that we can't. Now, I have one more detail of this analogy to share. On any journey, you'll need two more things. Gas, or as my husband Ben likes to call it, fuel. That's the first one. And two is you need a vehicle to put it into. Motivation is an amazing fuel. But with so many questions to be answered, what is healthy? Why would I want to do that thing, make that habit? Why can't I just make myself do it? Who can I trust? How can I really do this? Why does this feel hard? When we have all those questions swirling around, motivation can wane. It's not very reliable. So it helps to have a vehicle to pour that motivation into, a vehicle to pour the gas into. That vehicle for me was coaching, and it's why I created the coaching spaces and opportunities that I have to give you a vehicle to pour your motivation into. Let our work together in coaching whether that's private coaching or inside the club, my group coaching program, get you where you want to go. I'm asking you to trust my education and training and experience in what creates autoimmune health to learn from and apply so that you can feel confident and clear and even healthy again. I created what I needed, and now it's what I want. My job as your coach is to be along for the ride, to help navigate, to teach, to listen, to celebrate, to guide, to support, to help you reroute. And I'll also help you ask yourself, who do you want to be on this journey? All right, we've made it to your do of the day. I want to invite you to your personal autoimmune roadmap session with me. Come get a taste of what it's like to experience the magic that is coaching, to have someone lead you through this process, helping you discover where you are, where you want to go, and how to get there. If vision is where you are going, your values, the things that matter to you most, that's how you're going to get there. And that's how you're going to get there in a way that feels good. So we'll make sure it always aligns with your values. So first, schedule your complimentary roadmap session with me. Pick a day and time that works for you. Second, show up and share. Share your story. I'll ask questions so that together we'll discover where your autoimmune health is today and where you dream it can be. That's the first two pieces of information you're going to need. And the third is, how are you going to get there? You'll leave our time together feeling more clear on your very next step to feeling better, whether that means working with me or not. Feeling healthy with an autoimmune disease, I know, is a really tall order. So come to your autoimmune roadmap session with me. You may be wondering, how is that actually going to happen? But you'll leave with a clearer picture on how. And today's the day, because I've got a few bonuses available to you if you join me for your session, if you schedule it before April 1st. It's 2024, and if it's not in real time, today is still the day for you from the future. Because one thing that makes me different is that, as of today, if you decide to create your roadmap and let me help you navigate to be your coach in the club, you only have to invest once. That's right. You get to pay once and have access to me as your coach, my curriculum, and our amazing private community whenever you need it. For some like me, I like to always be learning and changing and growing with coaching. For some, it's more when there's a detour to navigate or a new destination that you want to go towards. Either way, you'll never be behind, and I'm here when you need or want support. This is what makes the club so different. It's a gift from today you for future you. So get your roadmap session booked and let's get going. So this is habit 39. Always use a roadmap so that you can change the course of your health forever. There's definitely enough what is healthy out there. Tips and tricks, do this and stop doing that. We need more of the why. Why you want it, yes, because purpose does help, but also more of, why does it feel hard to do? And most definitely, we need more of the how. How is the work of our life? So I encourage you to find a way to enjoy it. Too often I see people thrown off track by detours. They're frustrated and focused on the time that they lost. Are detours going to happen? Yes. Can we control them? Not always. But what we can control is how we think about them, how we feel while they're happening, and definitely what we're going to do about them. As your coach, a detour will never be the end of the road. It'll be time to get creative and find a way to keep going, maybe even seeing something you didn't expect to see along the way. And remember, the arrival time is always estimated. It has to be, and that's okay. Sometimes we make up time. That's my husband's mission on any road trip, to beat the estimate. But sometimes we lose time. We predict the best we can, and we do what we can to stay on track, to stay on time. And when you get there, you're not done. You get to pick a new destination, a new excitement, and do it all over again. You get to ask yourself, where to next? Have new skills and tools to get you there. Because making progress, small, steady progress, a little each day, is proven to increase happiness and therefore health. I'll leave you with a quote from Ernest Hemingway. It is good to have an end to journey towards, but it's the journey that matters in the end. I'll see you at our roadmap session. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Habit Hub for Autoimmune Health. I am forever grateful for the time and energy you share with me. Are you ready to take what you learn here to the next level and apply it? come visit me at amybeheimercoaching.com. That's www.amybeheimercoaching.com. I know firsthand that health is about feeling better today and doing all we can to enjoy a healthier tomorrow. Let's do both together. One last thing, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode where I just might cover the habit that your body has been waiting for. If you're feeling extra generous, please leave a rating and review. It really is the best way to help other warriors find us here. You can find me on Instagram at Amy Beheimer Coaching. Come follow. Special thanks to my editor, Sarah. Talk soon.